there you go. Starting a new series next week, Into the Deep. Not going to tell you more than that. Just saying we're getting out of the shallow water and we're going into the deep water. Come listen for at least the next 2 weeks as we talk a little bit about getting into the deep, especially into the deep, of course, of our faith. Now, the reason for this sermon today, and I've spoken on this topic many times. Just the other day, I sat with a young adult, and we were talking about faith, relationship with God. And one of the questions she asked me, just for a moment, stopped me in my tracks again, realizing that there are many people who struggle with this. And the question was all about, when we stand before God one day, what happens on that day? She asked me the question, is it really true that there is going to be a big screen that is going to show all of the things that we did, all of the bad things, everyone else is going to see them, and I'm going to stand there before God, and God's going to say, those are all the bad things, but despite of that, I love you. And I said, my dear, I don't think that's what God's going to do. I think that's been taken care of. And that's where we're going today. We're going to talk about who we are right now and who we are when we stand before God and how we look like. And to help us with that, one of my favorite passages in the Bible, I've always said if you only have this passage, you're fine. Romans chapter 8, but I'm going to start in chapter 7 because chapter 7 is the introduction to this. So, Romans 7. I'm going to read verses 14, 15, and then I'm going to go to 21 to 25. So Paul says, the sin thing. So the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. Trouble is with me, for I am all too human. I'm a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself. For I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. Verse 21, I've discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there's another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me, look, second time, a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is so dominated by sin and death? And then there's a change in his tone. Thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law. But because of my sinful nature, and yet it's the third time, I am a slave to sin. So that's where we're going to start. For many of us, that's how we look at ourselves. That way is how we feel about ourselves. That's what we struggle with. We kind of feel, I'm stuck in this sin thing. I'm stuck like a slave. I can't go anywhere. But I want to say to you today, in Christ Jesus, that has all changed. And we have been set free so that our lives can be governed, guided, led by the Holy Spirit. See what Paul says. So he ends with this, I'm so miserable. And then he says, so now, the Greek word is ara, which actually can be translated, without a doubt, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us. How? By giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power, and there's that biblical but, right? If through the power of the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live by the power of the Holy Spirit. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received the Spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father. For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are His children, we are His heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share His glory, we must also share His suffering. Free. We have been set free to live our lives guided by the power of the Holy Spirit. Set free from what? Let's start with the first thing. Verse 1, chapter 8. Just before that, Paul says, look at me. I try, and in myself and with my nature, I try and fight against sin. In my nature, my human nature, I try and do what God expects of me to do. And all that I can do is to mess it up. I stumble and I fall and I stumble and I fall because I'm a slave. Sin has taken hold of me and I am a slave to sin. I can't help but do what sin tells me to do. But then comes the change. Romans 8. When Paul says, we have been set free from the judgment of God. Why? Verse 1. Because without a doubt, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That word condemnation, katakrino, in the Greek means sentence passed down to judge you to death or to condemnation. Says there is no such sentence that is passed down on you anymore if you are in Christ Jesus. Will you please hear that? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Have you allowed Him to come into your life and clean your life and hold your life and be your life? Have you accepted Him as the King of your life? Can you please then hear these words? There is no condemnation. There is no judgment. What does the word say? God judged that which was my sin, that which was keeping me a slave. God took that, He put that on Jesus, and He condemned that, judged that on the cross of Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. God canceled the unfavorable record of our debts, our sin, with its binding rules, and did away with it completely. How? By nailing it to the cross. Will you please hear that? Please do not live in fear before God. Please do not live in fear that one day you're going to stand before God and somehow God's going to put up this big screen and God's going to show all your deeds and everyone's going to see the deeds and you're going to have to crawl on the floor first like a worm before God says, you're okay. Can I tell you what? God did that already. You're okay. Judgment was done in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I said this before, but can I explain it again? You go read the book of Revelation, and I know it's a book that you have to read very carefully. But Revelation actually says it's so cool, and this is where the misconception comes in. Throughout the book, chapter 14, chapter 17, and then it comes chapter 20, speaks about a very small book. The book of the Lamb, the book of life. And in this book is written the names, that's all, of those who belong to the Father and the Lamb who was slain for us. Their names are written in this book. Chapter 20 says, but on the day of judgment, they will have all the other books, and the other books will have all the deeds of the dead. And the dead are those who did not die in Christ, are those who did not accept Christ, are those who do not know Jesus Christ as their Savior, are those who turned their back on Christ and on the saving grace of God and died without God. And they will stand before God and they will be judged, judged according to their deeds. The dead, those who do not belong to God and who were not saved and who did not believe. And when they have been judged, they will be dumped into the pool of fire, which is the second death. We will all die the first death. And then we'll stand before God. And they will be judged, and they will die the second death forever in the pool of fire. And then they will open that little book, the book of life, with the names of those who belong to God. And you know what? It's only your name that's written in there. Aubrey, Elsie, Jacques, Peter, Mary. That's all. Your name. Because you're washed in the blood. And all of that other stuff washed away at the cross of Jesus Christ. And then says chapter 20. And those whose names are written in that book will enter with God into His kingdom. For the second death has no hold on them, and they will never taste the second death. We will live with God eternally. And someone say, hallelujah or amen. There is no condemnation. There is no judgment for those who are in Christ Jesus. It was judged on the cross, on Calvary, where God completed that forever and took it away. And you and I, our names are written in the book of life. Please live it that way. Second thing, we are also freed from the power of sin. The power of sin was that which made us slaves of sin. But when Christ Jesus died, listen again what it says. So He sent His Son in a body like our bodies. And in that body, God declared the end to sin's control over us by giving His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. And now we follow the Spirit. He broke the power of sin in my life. I couldn't do that. That's what Paul said. I tried and I tried and I tried. And the more I tried, the less I succeeded. I failed so badly. And then God came and did what I couldn't do through Jesus. He broke that. And then, instead of saying to me, now try and do this on His own, God said, now here is My Holy Spirit, and My Spirit will come into you. And if you allow My Spirit to come into you, you will live in the power of the Spirit who can withstand sin, who can break the power of sin, who can break the cycle of sin in your life, who will break the cycle of sin in your life, who will walk with you, because that's who the Holy Spirit is, Parakletos, one who walks with me and speaks into my ear and lifts me up when I fall and carries me when I struggle and helps me when I fail, not to condemn me, not to judge me, that is behind me, to guide me, to lead me, to live in me. All I need to do is to say, Holy Spirit, here is my life. Will you please come in into every nook and every cranny, and please come and clean that up so that where there are pieces of slavery still sitting in my life, you can break those chains chains and fill it with your fullness and your holiness, because you are the one who helps me to be powerful against sin and to stand against it, because I don't do it in my power, but in the power of the Spirit of God. There's a third thing. It sets us free from the judgment. It sets us free from slavery or the power of sin, so that the Holy Spirit becomes the one who guides us. And then the third thing, sets us free from being slaves and reminds us who we are. We are children of God. Let me read that to you again. It says, verse 15, you who are children of God are led by the Spirit. So you've not received the Spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children, and now you call Him Abba, Father. That is who you are. That is who you are. You are a child of God. The day you accept the redemption and salvation that Jesus Christ bought, the day you accept that the Holy Spirit comes into your life and starts living into your life, the day you let the Spirit in, it says, and the Spirit makes you children of God, and you live before God as children who can call Him Father, loving Father. Not slaves who are afraid, because that's how it works, right? If you are a slave and there is a master, you are afraid, because the master controls your life, controls what will happen to you, controls what you do, controls whether it will be a good day or whether it will be a bad day. So you live in fear and trepidation, hopefully doing the right thing, because if you do the wrong thing, it is not going to be a good day for you. That's what sin does. That's how sin feels. And the Spirit breaks that. And Christ breaks that. And we become children, where I have a Father, where I can go to my Father and say, Father, thank you for loving me. Father, thank you for caring for me. Father, thank you accepting me, despite the fact that often I fail. Because just like I can do with my earthly parents, I often mess up and fail. But I can go back and I know here's a safe place, because my dad's going to pick me up. My mom's going to pick me up. My dad, my mom, they're going to love me. They're going to hold me despite the fact that I messed up. My Heavenly Father says, I opened my arms for you on the cross. And my heart is open for you. You are my child. And I can go to God freely, openly, knowing that He loves me. Don't have to lay awake at night wondering, oh my goodness, what is God going to do? Oh my goodness, what is going to happen to me? I know exactly what God is going to do. God is going to take me in His arms and hold me against His heart and cry with me when I'm broken. Rejoice with me when I've overcome. Forgive me when I broke and messed up. And pick me up and make me clean. And walk with me again. We are set free to be children. Not with hearts like those of slaves that are fearful, but hearts that rejoice in who we are. There's a little something at the end. We're not just set free from judgment and condemnation, not just set free from the power of sin. We're not just called children. We're more than that. We are heirs of the kingdom of God. We inherit God's kingdom because of Jesus. So yes, in this world, we will stumble and we will struggle and we will go through the hard times like our Lord Jesus went through the hard times. But as the Lord Jesus, we will stand up from that grave and we will stand before God, and all God is going to say, here's your name. Welcome, true and faithful servant, to the house of your Father. Because of Jesus. Because He died for me. Because of the Spirit that lives in me. Because of the Father that calls me child of God. So the choice. Am I going to live as a slave? Or live to my full potential as child of God? Amen. Oh, Father God, what a message of salvation. We did not deserve it. We cannot buy it. We cannot achieve it on our own. It is a gift from You through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then we go live in thanksgiving through Your Holy Spirit for what You have done. Thank You for doing what the law could not do. For sending Your only Son into this world to become one like us. And then to die on that cross. And to wash us, to cleanse us, to wipe out that slate and wipe it clean. Thank You that we may call You Father. Loving Father. That we know we have a place where we can hide, where we can shelter, where we can be made strong. Where we can say, You are my God, and my whole life, my times are in Your hands. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.